You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This week's podcast, we are looking at the top prospects for each organization. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Chris Haft, who covers the Giants every single day, so he knows all about the prospects coming through the Giants system. Chris, let's talk about the number one prospect, Tyler Beede. He is a right-handed pitcher. His ETA to the big leagues is 2017, according to our MLB pipeline folks, a 22-year-old. So seems to have a lot of promise. I know that there have been some kind of mixed reviews on him early on, but I guess they still see him as a possible future starter.
Yes. He looks extremely impressive, Allison. The one time I saw him pitch, I know it was only one appearance, so, you know, you can't think overboard on the one thing, but the one time. But he just looked, pitching against the big league club, an inning in an exhibition game, he looked very polished, had some great velocity, excellent life on his pitches. You know, this is all the stuff you want to see. Poise, the good late movement on the deliveries. But apparently, if you look at his record, you know, he needs consistency. He needs experience, which is, you know, pretty much the story for a lot of these guys. I was just talking to one of the Giants coaches. I'm actually here at the ballpark now, trying to gather up some info. And, you know, we were talking about prospects, quote unquote, and he said, nobody in particular, but he said, you know, for him, you know, he really doesn't pay attention to these rankings. With all due respect to the people who make the rankings, he understands that you have to, you know, make those, you know, those, that there's a demand for those rankings, but nothing really means anything until you perform. So you know, and that's the case with Tyler Beede. He'll have to climb up the ladder in the minors, and he'll probably repeat at Richmond this year and try to improve on that 5-10 record he logged last year.
Yeah, so he had a 5.23 ERA in Richmond, which is not so wonderful, but of course it's at Double A. So, but there's a lot of time to work through these things. We don't want to bury the guy right now. And of course, struggling with command is a very typical issue for a lot of young pitchers. So I've done a lot of these podcasts and talked to a lot of reporters about a lot of players, and the knock on a lot of them is just he struggles with command. He has to develop. He has to, you know, just work on that area. The fact that Tyler Beede is also very tall works in his favor. The movement on his pitches, he's tough to hit. He's tough to pick up. So those are things that can work in his favor as he continues to progress.
Should work in his favor, but because he's tall, he also has a lot of moving parts. You know, I kind of saw the potential for that. When I saw him pitch, and if he's not mechanically sound, bad things are going to happen. So, you know, it goes both ways. Being tall is great, but besides Randy Johnson, there's been a handful of guys, you know, 6'7" and above who played Major League Baseball, and let's face it, most of them did not excel. It's just tough to, you know, get everything together with your hitter, it's your swing. If you're a pitcher, it's your delivery. So it's tough to get all those things in sync. It's funny how they seem to work in sync in basketball, but it's a lot tougher in baseball. I guess because the movements are like a Swiss watch, not to sound corny, but you know, everything has to be coordinated and in place.
Yeah, the Giants, it's interesting because just a lot of the teams, certainly that I deal with regularly with these podcasts, and they're either rebuilding or they're trying to regroup or they're trying to figure out how to compete in a division. And then on the other hand, you have the Giants who are just trying to win the World Series again. But so many of their players have come out of their system. I mean, this isn't a situation like with the knock on the Yankees. Oh, they just buy whoever they need. They certainly brought in players from the outside. But the Giants are really good at developing. So they've got something in their player development system that is working very well.
It's so ironic, Allison, because about 20 years ago, we'd have this same conversation, and we'd probably say, the Giants can't develop anybody.
Right.
They have nothing in their farm system. They have to go out and trade for everybody they, you know, need, and they need help. Things really changed when Peter McGowan, the previous CEO, you know, finally threw his support behind the farm system, thereby enabling Brian Sabian, the general manager, to turn his scouts loose. And he brought aboard John Farr, who had a lot of success in other organizations, you know, with amateur drafting. John Farr had happened to establish a rapport with a young man named Buster Posey, you know, when Buster was in his early teens. And, you know, John followed him along and drafted him. They weren't scared to draft Tim Lincecum out of college, whereas a lot of teams were. And, you know, they hit, you know, they hit with three consecutive number one draft picks, Lincecum, Bumgarner, and Posey. And I don't know how many other teams do that. I mean, they, even with number ones, it's a big, it's a crapshoot. It really is. And these guys hit with three in a row. And that's why they went to the World Series. That's why they've been in the World Series. Now, they're still having trouble developing positions. You know, infielders, yes. Outfielders, no. They've had trouble developing a lot of, you know, some offensively potent outfielders. That's their that's the main item on the agenda that's left. That box has not been checked yet.
Yeah, that's funny because I'm looking at the just the top prospect list here on my computer screen, and I don't see any outfielders until number 13. So you're right. They probably do need to work on that a little bit. If you want to move on to the number two prospect, Christian Arroyo, who is a shortstop. So he's a first rounder in 2013. He is only 20 years old, and his ETA is 2017. But they're very high on him.
Very high. But,
yeah. So what, have you seen him play, and what do you hear about him?
Liked what I saw last spring training, and I think I saw some clips, you know, video clips from the Arizona Fall League. He just looked like he kept on maturing. You know, he's very sure of himself up at the plate. That's really I don't know how much I can elaborate. He just he almost looks like he's ready for the big leagues right now, and of course he's not ready for the big leagues right now. It's going to take a while, but you know, as he climbs up the ladder, He has shown the aptitude that he'll be able to raise his game to whatever level he you know, he occupies. The big thing with him is what position does he play? They had him playing shortstop, as you know. The Giants have a fairly good shortstop in Brandon Crawford, who they just gave a multi-year contract to. They love Joe Panik, who is, you know, World Series hero of 2014. Should come back from his back injury all right. So that does that cross out second base for Mr. Arroyo. Then third base, Matt Duffy, you know, Willie Mack Award winner, runner-up in the rookie NL Rookie of the Year Award vote. He looks like he could be the third baseman for a long time. So just what position does Christian Arroyo play? Fortunately, that's not my problem.
These are good problems to have, as any baseball executive will tell you. Too many good players for one position is a very good position to be in. And I guess inside the organization, they do like his skills as shortstop, but outside the organization, people say no, that he profiles more as third baseman. So I guess they don't have to make any decisions. And it is kind of nice to maybe think that you have a backup to Matt Duffy, who, taking nothing away from what he's done, but we don't know what he's going to do over the next 2 to 3 years. So that's kind of a waiting time for everybody just to see how that all shakes out.
Well, that's just it. You know, maybe somebody gets traded. You know, they have, after the Lincecum, Bumgarner, Posey troika, they drafted Zach Wheeler, who looked like he had all the stuff to be a big winner. And he started out to be one with the Mets after the Giants traded him for Carlos Beltran, thinking Beltran could help them win in 2011. Beltran suffered an injury that really held him back, and thus the Giants back. And Wheeler started to, you know, look like he was the budding star with the Mets, and then the injuries have held him held him down a little bit. So you never know what's going to happen there. You know, somebody may, you know, the part of the reason you develop a good farm system is so you can trade some of these guys.
Right. They're just as much trade bait as they are help for your own team. And it's the best organizations are the ones that don't get too attached to any of these guys. And just one other note on Arroyo, he's a high average guy and he's a doubles hitter. So that gives you the indication he might hit a few home runs as he develops, correct?
He should, yeah. He's fairly sturdily built now, but he's not. Doesn't quite have the big leaguer's build yet. You know, I think he can get stronger in this park. If you hit the ball well, it's tough to hit home runs here, but it does play somewhat fair if you can pull, if you're a right-handed pull hitter. So, you know, if he learns, even though you want, your young guys to hit all fields, if he can learn to maybe yank it a little bit more here at AT&T Park, then they may have something.
Very interesting. Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And we will catch up with you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.